Well, that's what happens when you turn it over to a bunch of women. Nope, that's great. I came prepared, believe it or not. So, Michael, we're only using clip one, is what we'll use this morning. Was that encouraging? Yeah, that's good. Now, some of you should be feeling, I wish I'd gone now. I hope that's how you feel. We don't always do that, but I thought it'd be a good thing this morning to give them a chance to share their experience and, just share a word of encouragement to the congregation. I love hearing that because everybody gets something a little bit different out of it, and one of my favorite parts is the, you may meet new relationships, and sometimes it's just a matter of just asking somebody to come. That's all it takes. And we don't realize how small a gesture that is, but how big a gesture that also is. So this morning and next week, what I wanted to do, how many of you had a chance to go to Jackie Hill Perry on Tuesday or watch it online? I know we had about a dozen people that were there. I didn't know how many actually listened to it online. And man, it was really good. It was really good. And as I was listening to it, I wasn't sure how busy it was going to be, how packed it was. And I don't like people, so I didn't want to be around people. So I listened to it while I cleaned my garage, which I still need to finish. But as I'm listening to it, I just keep thinking, man, that's really good. Man, that's really good. And just over and over again, man, that's really good. So what I actually have done is, first of all, I encourage you, you can listen to that evening's message from Tuesday, but also she preached in chapel that morning, and both of those messages are on YouTube, and I will put a link to those in the newsletter after the service today, so that you, if you just click your newsletter link, it'll be there, and you can listen to that. But what I've done is I've taken a couple of clips from that forum, and then which we'll watch, and then I'm going to expand on those because I think there's some really good stuff that applies to everybody. So, just for a little bit of background on who Jackie Hill is, she spent a good amount of her youth and even into her adulthood as a lesbian, and she has done a lot of speaking, and she's done some music as a rapper, and she's a poet. She's written some books. The most notable one is Gay Girl, Good God, which outlines her experience of, you know, what was her path into that lifestyle, and then what was her path out of that lifestyle. And, it's an amazing glimpse into the head and the heart of a person struggling with their identity. And she talks a lot about, you know, what are ways that the church can engage with people that are not like you, you know, that are struggling with sexual identity. And because it's awkward and it's a hot topic and it's very personal. And we get it wrong a lot. And so she talks about that. And so some of what she talked about at the forum was about that. There was parts of that conversation, and we'll see some of those. But I just have one clip that I want to do this morning, and we'll watch that, and then I'll kind of expound on it a little bit more. So this is Jackie Hill Perry, and this is early in the session.
I think what makes this conversation difficult is that people are no longer seeing their passions as passions, but they're seeing their passions as an identity.
Oh yeah, that's good.
So it's harder because now I'm actually calling you to put to death a passion. And by passion, I mean
Michael,
the Bible talks
the
about passions of
I
the flesh.
Wrong. That should be clip three. We should have. So that's my fault then. I thought I had them labeled right. You might try the one that was now labeled six or labeled three for you. let's see what that one is.
Tapping into real Christianity.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as if I wasn't tapping into real Christianity before. I was. It just is, I'm realizing how narrow the narrow way is, how much it actually costs. And I'm able to discern why so many people either fall away or take their foot off the gas. And it's because the more you press towards the Lord, it's much like Isaiah 6, where the minor things actually are major. And so it's either we give them to him and we sacrifice and we love him when it's hard, or we just get lackadaisical and allow, you know, our zeal to wane. And so with that, I've just been intrigued and burdened by how are we equipping people to stay put? How are we helping people to stay yielded? How are we communicating to people the fact that Christianity actually ain't no walk in the park? And so as that relates to sexuality, I think over the last 10, 15 years, we've had a million and one conferences on the apologetic of is same-sex sex wrong? We know Romans 1. We know 1 Corinthians 6. We know Leviticus 18. And it's not to say that we shouldn't be redundant, but it is to say, I think we're in a space where the apologetic can't just be, is this wrong? The apologetic has to be, no, it's right, and will you obey? And in obeying, do you realize what it will cost you? And so this morning, I basically casted the vision that Christianity is costly. Christianity is painful. Christianity hurts, which we can assume in our American framework where suffering is just not a thing for us. I think we can assume that that's a terrible evangelistic method to tell people, hey, you know, if you come to Jesus, it might be harder than when you wasn't with him. That feels like bad evangelism, when in fact it's true. It means that to follow him, we must deny ourselves and take up our cross daily. And I think not laying out a fuller picture of the Christian faith has actually led to people falling away from it because they were never introduced or never believed in the faith as it actually exists. Does it make sense?
Yeah, like, of course it doesn't.
If I think following Jesus is easy, then I'm going to be real surprised when I find out that it's hard. And so I will be like the people in the parable of the sower who receive him with joy at the altar call, receive him with joy at the youth group, receive him with joy at Passion Conference, receive him with joy at Ozark, and then get surprised when I get knocked over the head with passions and desires that I actually want to live for, but I have to crucify and keep crucifying and keep crucifying. And so I think we as Christians and believers need to get back to preaching a whole gospel, which is to follow Christ will be difficult and joyful. To follow Christ will be hard and beautiful. To follow Christ will require a crucifixion that you can walk in by resurrection power. And so that's all I said.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's good stuff, isn't it? There's a lot of meat on that bone right there. And she says a lot. And I really think that we could play that clip over and over again a number of times, and people would glean different parts of it, because, man, she's shooting it off so fast, and there's so much good content, and I think every time you watch it, you'd get a different part of it that really kind of hit home. But we don't have that kind of time, and many of you don't have that kind of patience, so I'm going to simmer it down for you. So she confronts us right there off the bat, right out of the gate, with a very avoided concept that Christianity's hard. And we know this to be true, but we don't talk about it hardly ever. Now, she used the words costly and it hurts to describe Christianity. And those aren't words that we hear used very often as descriptors of our faith. But she's right, isn't she? Yeah, who can argue with the truth of those words? And how many of us knew what faith would cost us when we signed on? You know, we know the reward. You know, that's the best carrot in the world, right? The freedom from the burden of guilt, shame, and sin. Yeah, I want that. Sign me up for that. The promise of heaven, you know, a future free of pain, death, and sorrow. Yeah, sign me up for that. Yeah, every bit of that is true on all accounts, but what we don't preach very often is how hard Christianity can be. You know, what it costs. Dietrich Bonhoeffer had it right when he said that when Christ calls a person, he bids them come and die. And that's the whole focus of his book, The Cost of Discipleship. I love when Jackie said, it's not a great evangelism strategy. Like it's a bad strategy to tell people how hard real Christianity, and I always hesitate to say that, you know, to say that there's a fake Christianity, but we all know that there is. There's Christianity that's a mile wide and an inch deep. And then there's the lived out Christianity that people work into and discover and mature into. And man, how tough it is. What a struggle to crucify well. And that we have these desires that we have to take to the cross again and again and again. And you know, we don't talk very much about what it costs to truly follow Christ well. That there is a reward. And it's worth every moment, every ounce of suffering that we might be exposed to. There is a real reward, but there is also a cost to being a Christian. It can cost friendships. How many of you have experienced that? It can cost opportunities. You know, if you're making choices that you're going to deal with people honestly, and you're not going to the almighty dollar isn't your idol, and you're going to be faithful to other people with your contracts, and it can cost reputation. Because you're not promoting yourself, you're promoting the Lord. It can cost pleasure. Because there's all sorts of things that we want to do that our faith calls us not to do. And so we need to make sure that we are honest about Christianity and not paint it as all, rainbows and butterflies. So that people don't feel betrayed when all of a sudden life doesn't lean completely in their favor when they join the team. She says, life knocks you in the side of the head. There is suffering that happens in Christianity that we engage in because we choose. It's suffering to say no to your desires. And so one verse I think captures this really well. It's from Matthew chapter 7. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Be part of the few. Be part of the few. Let's pray. Lord God, we come before you, and boy, we celebrate. We're super excited for the experience that our ladies had, and we pray that that energy will carry on for them and give them fuel for this week and this month. And we're thankful for all the people that organized those events. Grateful for Jackie Hill Perry and her willingness to share her experience. It's a very personal thing, but man, you've given her such wisdom and such a powerful way to say it, to share it. And so I pray that you will help us to learn more about how we can improve our ability to live a life pleasing to you. How you know, help us to honor you with our lives every day. And so forgive us our faults, Lord, as they pile up again in front of you. Pour out your grace on us with abundance. Guide and direct our steps, we ask. In the name of Jesus, amen.